This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today and we're in Amsterdam at the Dutch PHP Conference 2012. Beautiful day here today, and my guest is Lenneke Kerkhoffs Willems. Did I say that right?
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. Lenneke, you and I have worked together at iBuildings, and we work on a lot of stuff together at PHP Women, so it was time to have you on to talk about some of the stuff that you're working on. So I'm just going to dive right in, and since I mentioned it, the first question. The PHP Women is an organization I've been involved with for a long time and really believe in what it's doing. You're starting to be much more involved in it. So why don't you tell us what PHP Women has going on and what's coming up in the future for the organization?
Okay, well, first of all, PHP Women has had the fifth birthday last year. And there was a lot of discussion because it wasn't really active at that time. And especially there is a small group within Europe as well that's really active. And we want to be involved more in PHP Women. And we just want to spread the word out even more than we're doing already. Mm-hmm. PHP Women was, at least the way I see it, it's meant for supporting women in technology, getting more women involved, and just helping everyone out. So it's not like it's a female-only thing, but...
Guys are invited.
Yes, they are. Please do. Because we need them to express opinions as well, and we need their help as well, because there aren't that many females.
Yeah.
So...
Well, actually... A lot of times, especially when I'm doing training for new PHP developers, and they ask me where can they go get more help, and the first thing I do is I point them to the PHP Women channel on Freenode, because that's one of the friendliest and easiest going channels. There's very rarely anybody that's rude in there. They're always helpful if they can, or if not, they can at least point you somewhere. So I always love starting people off there. It's kind of a beginner channel for anybody interested in getting involved. It's a great place to hang out.
It is. Unfortunately, it isn't very active at the moment, so I would like to see more activity on IRC as well, because being a member of PHP Women isn't like, well, you're registration somewhere and then you can just go do stuff. It's becoming involved, and IRC is actually the best place to start because most of us are on IRC as well. Mm. So I spend... when I'm working, I always have IRC open. I do mostly at nights as well. So if I can help anyone, I will. I will spend some time. If I don't have the time, I will say, well, let's email and I'll get back to you. So please do go on IRC as well.
Yes, and that's #PHPWomen on irc.freenode.net. And I'll throw a link to that in the show notes so people can cool. start joining and maybe we can get some more activity going. Hey, while we're talking about PHP Women, one of our members is, of course, Liz Nairmore. Liz Nairmore is at EngineYard, and EngineYard is our sponsor. So let's take a second and thank them. Their website, EngineYard's website, says that they are a platform as a service. And that's kind of marketing hype. But when you cut through it, basically what that means is they make it dead simple to deploy applications into production. I mean, you simply attach your SVN or your Git repo to your account when you're ready to, and then you tag it for production, and it automatically gets pulled live. I mean, you can't get any simpler than that. They manage everything for you. You don't have to worry about managing Apache or MySQL or versions or PHP or anything like that. They take care of it for you. All you have to do is worry about writing awesome code. So if you've not looked at Orchestra, why not visit engineyard.com/orchestra and check it out? They have a free account that will get you started. So why not, you know, register for their free account, toss your pet project up on there. Everybody's got a pet project, and try it out and see the power that you get with EngineYard. And then once you're ready, you can go ahead and set up your major projects there. Check out EngineYard today at engineyard.com/orchestra. Okay, now, I know because I'm on the inside, but not a lot of people know that PHP Women is in starting to plan a conference.
Yes, we are.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, PHP Women, as I said earlier, PHP Women wasn't that active. We, as at least the European PHP Women members, are planning to do some newsletters as well, so we have, so we can get more active in emailing as well. But PHP Women, Elizabeth Nevermore, had the idea of doing a conference, and actually Jenny Wong and myself had the idea like a month before her as well. We wanted the European conference, and of course Elizabeth, being in the States, she wants a US conference. Mm-hmm. So the US conference is taking place on the 8th and 9th of November in Indianapolis.
Awesome.
In a very cool location. I hope to be there myself, but I'm still not sure. That depends on my husband and funds and everything.
Yep.
But it's going to be awesome because Elizabeth is organizing it. And it's called Web Connects, so it isn't specifically for female only.
Oh, okay.
Males are more than welcome. It's organized by PHP Women to get our name back on, be more active, but it's not a female only conference.
Well,
there will be a lot of female speakers. I know that. There won't be a call for papers because there's too little time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working on the website. Elizabeth is working on sponsorship. I'm also trying to get more involved in promoting the Web Connects conference.
Mm-hmm.
We all came up with this name because we wanted to be like a web conference, but also a live, more work-life balance talks. Or so there will be one day that's not PHP only related, but it's more broader than that. It's more like a web.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a day that's more like life skills, soft skills, things, work-life balance, organizing your life. I hope to do talk about that.
Excellent. Yeah, there are two things that interest me about this. The first is it is a curated schedule. It's not, there won't be a call for papers. They are inviting the speakers in, and I've been seeing some of the suggestions. I'm watching, you know, the notes that are being taken, and I'm interested to see that, you know, what's being considered. And the other thing is, you're right, it's not just technical. There's one day of technical talks, and then there's one day of soft skills, you know, the other things that you need to know that nobody teaches you, you know, and things like work-life balance. And if you don't get those right, you're in for a rough time. So it's going to be a very interesting conference. I can't wait. I've already made plans to attend, and I'm really hoping you're going to be able to join us. And then you're doing another one in 2013 in Europe, right?
Yes, I'm. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Jenny Wong and I, and some other PHP Women European members as well, we thought about the concept, and we definitely want to do a European version. It might be, but I still haven't checked that with Elizabeth, but it might be like every other year is US or European, something like
great.
That. So we can do it like in November as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am hoping that it will be in my hometown.
Well, awesome. Well, I can't wait to for both of those conferences. Okay, third question. You've got a new personal project. Protalk.me is the name of it, I believe?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, about a year ago, I met, there was this PHP woman that was becoming a member, and she was learning PHP. And she came to all of us, and she was asking, like, okay, well, I learned JavaScript through the UE Theater series that they're doing on videos. So she really loved the ideas of video tutorials, and she was asking us if there was anything like that for PHP. And I was like, sure, there are lots of podcasts and videos, and but it's all spread over all over the internet. So we thought the PHP woman was Kim Rowan and myself. We brainstormed about it, and we thought, well, why not start a phpdeveloper.org kind of thing, but for podcasts and audio, video and audio. Hmm. So that's when we started ProTalk. We came up with the name because in the end we wanted to be bigger than just PHP.
Mm-hmm.
PHP is not the only thing we are using.
Absolutely.
We're using a lot of tools around it. There are soft skills as well, but also there's a lot of other programming languages out there, like JavaScript. Many of us do JavaScript as well.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, there could be like FileMaker, ASP, .NET stuff on there as well.
Interesting. Oh, you're right. Most PHP programmers do not strictly program PHP. We're multi-technology programmers, and yeah. JavaScript is becoming the common thread amongst all web developers, no matter what. So it's good that you're branching out and covering all of those.
Yes, and so we started it last year, and then we got iBuildings to sponsor the design of the website.
Oh, cool.
So that's really cool, and I really like the way it turned out. We picked up, we picked out the colors, and they just built a website around it.
Very nice.
And then we got Combell to sponsor the hosting for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that covered as well. We are launching ProTalk here at DPC today.
Awesome.
And we worked really hard doing this, and Symfony 2 is used as a framework.
Good
because
choice.
We wanted
Good
more
choice.
Flexibility than just a blog platform like WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
So we really worked really hard last couple of weeks. And I'll get up on stage during closing of DPC and spread the word even more.
Awesome. Well, we will put a link to it in the show notes. I've actually seen it. I went out there yesterday and saw it, and I'm very thrilled. They've got some great talks. And, of course, you put Voices of the Elephant on there. We appreciate that. But I'm very excited about this project. Okay, question I ask everybody, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
So we have two local user groups in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. That's PHP Benelux, which is phpbenelux.eu, mm-hmm. because it's Belgium and the Netherlands as well, and Luxembourg, but it's not really active in there. And then we have PHP Freaks, or PFZ is it called, I think. Okay. It's pfz.nl.
Okay.
And both are doing conferences as well. PFZ has a conference in September, and PHP Benelux always has a conference in January.
Now that's PFZ, so pfz.nl?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure for the English group that they understand that. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate everything you do, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. And thank you for all the work that you do on PHP Women and for the PHP community at large.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.